my career.
The United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Talk show that stimulates your mind and gets you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And good afternoon,
everybody. You know, I think that
this is Jeff.
I'm here. You need all this
advice. Get on the air to there.
In a wrong
make
world.
It happen so we can get things going. And quickly, and
all this is what's going on in the world.
Here on WSON 600 AM on your radio dial. Us a call here at 1-347-945-5229. Also give us a call at 330-781-9600. That's our local line. And we have unlimited internet lines at that other number. And we are on iHeartRadio at the same address, 600-WSOM AM on your radio dial. And on Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends. And at TracyandFriends.com. We got you covered wherever you're at. And we hope that you all are listening. I'd first of all like to really send condolences out to the families that lost members yesterday. I work in a place such as the Navy Yard. I'm thinking that I really don't want this guy working here. I'm sorry. I don't want him working here. He shouldn't be working there. He should be somewhere home recuperating. Counseling, or a church getting deliverance, whichever you believe in. I'm not here to judge. Now, we also know that our government is very capable of these programs where they're able to mind control. Could they have been working on a mind control thing there? And the mind control experiment gone wild, and maybe this cat just lost it as a result. He was a contractor, a civilian contractor. What do we know about this? I know that we just think that people up and go crazy, go berserk at a moment's notice. I don't believe that. I believe that there has to be continued conflict somewhere for somebody to go off like this. I just do. I'm really, really wondering about this. This is crazy. Well, we'll see. We'll never know that till 100 years from now. But that's okay. Here's something that should open your eyes. Warren Buffett is saying, scrap Obamacare and start all over. Do you believe Warren Buffett is saying that? I don't believe Warren Buffett is saying that, but at the same time, I'm going to let 440 come on in here and talk since he called in early. 440, you are in the air. What you got to say?
I don't think they're doing any experiments there. I mean, he had these problems long before he worked in that building. He was having
okay, see,
all
that's,
kinds
that's
of problems.
That's what I'm saying. Long time, because I didn't hear that on the report.
Oh, he had two or three incidences going on. They gave him a bad conduct discharge. He had problems long before that. He had anger problems. So, I mean, that's out of the question. I mean,
okay.
He had shooting incidences before. He shot through the wall at his neighbor. So, I mean.
Okay.
This is years ago, so. Yeah
and plus, I understand he got out the car and shot somebody's tires out.
Yep.
So why is he working there?
Not new.
Why is he working there?
That's a good question. Why is he working there? That's the question. Somebody should be held
question.
Responsible for that.
Oh, yeah. Whoever cleared him gave him a security clearance should be held responsible for that. There's no way he should be in that spot.
And I want to put in fourth vote for Debbie Wasserman.
Man, they have done us in on that, man. They don't believe. They're not believers. But I think she's a nice looking girl. That's my opinion. I don't like her politics.
Mine too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like her politics at all.
Her.
Yeah. No, that has nothing to do with it. We're just talking about superficial. I like to jump your bones type of looks.
Oh God. Waffle, you crazy, man. You gonna try to get us kicked off the air, man. This is a family show here.
I didn't say anything too bad. All right. Hey, nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you too, my friend. Call back anytime. You know what else is going on out here? What day is it? It's the day after the Steelers lost to Cincinnati. Oh, I'm enjoying that so much. Oh, I got up early this morning just so I could Facebook about 20 minutes on Steelers getting beaten by Cincinnati. And all the Steelers fans are just so upset. Oh, what do you mean? You guys have never won. And I said, that's okay. We both in the position of being 0-2 at the beginning of the year. And you guys aren't used to it. And right now I'm enjoying this start that you're having right now. So, Steeler fans, here's to you. Oh, I love it. 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 Anyway, the shooting was such a tragedy yesterday. And my sister, who comes on here sometimes, she's a minister, and in our belief in Pentecostal non-denominational church, she is what we call a prophetess. And many of these things that have happened, she has regarded to in times past in her writings and in her ministering, you know, throughout the world. She travels the world and teaches the Word of God. Let me say this to you.
everything is connected to what we believe and what we don't believe in this country. Whether it's by God, whether it's by what some people would call karma, whether it's by whatever force you want to believe it to be, when you shed innocent blood, the area reacts to it. When you do things crazy and you try to normalize things that are not normal, and I know I'm going to get a lot of people attacked, and that's okay. You can attack me. It's fine. I can handle myself. I'm a big boy. But anyway, it always causes a reaction. The Bible says that the land will spew you out of it if you do the things that I told you not to do, that the evil people that I told you to destroy do. They had a god that they believed in was called Molech. And they would put a child, a baby, child up to 4 years old, on the altar of Molech to sacrifice him. And they put him in the fire and allow him to die by fire until there was a death mask grin on the face of the child that you put there. That was supposed to mean that the Molech accepted your sacrifice. I know you don't believe we can do these things right now because we're the great United States and we're so, well, so sophisticated and we're this. There are people that do things like this with animals and, dare I say, with people right now. When you do these things, it causes a reaction. That reaction is always bad. That's when you get the superstorms. That's when you get the earthquakes. That's when you get the volcanoes. That's when you get people going crazy and going out and killing people. That's when you get a drug trade on your streets where the kids don't even respect life themselves, so they kill each other at alarming rates just to make a few dollars here and there. Just to make a few dollars here and there. So what I'm telling you is if we don't clean up our own act, we're going to be in trouble. We're going to be in a lot more trouble than we already are. So I'd like to bring that to you. Give me a call here, 330-781-9600. Or our unlimited internet lines, 1-347-945-5229. In the news last week, we had that one guy, I believe he was down in Alabama somewhere in college. His college jersey and gear that they made based around his playing at the school brought in some $5 or $6 million into the athletic program. His alone, this one guy's, jerseys and hats and mugs and stuff that they made with his number on them and his face, et cetera, et cetera. But yet that player is not allowed to get any money for that. Is it time for us to at least do some profit sharing when an athlete brings that much money into the school? His presence is profiting you. So why isn't he worth something for his work? it goes against. I know it, they don't want to hear it because they're going to have to start paying these kids all over the country. But they're bringing in a whole lot of money to these universities. And I think that once they earn past the price of what it costs to go to that university as a full boat, I think that they should be given something else on top. Because without them and their particular talent, they won't make it. And that's not to say that an employer owes his employees profit sharing. I'm not saying that at all, because, you know, guys, I would do it. If I'm making a lot of money, I would definitely spread the wealth. That's how I am. I'm a giver. But it's not owed to you because you got a job and you signed a contract to work for so many dollars an hour. So that's what you should do. Not upset. But we'll talk about that on the other side. Afternoon with Tracy and friends, Jeff in the air chair, starting out on Tuesday. Tracy will be in a little bit later. And we'll talk about everything that you want to talk about. Just give me a call.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Now, when liberals use the Bible and Christianity to advance their progressive ends, well, the mainstream media agrees with them. For them, it's just, oh, yeah, I agree with that. When a conservative uses the Bible and Christianity to advance a conservative point, they hyperventilate the media. They're warning of a coming theocracy in America.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
You're listening to the new home for the Sean Hannity Radio Show, News Talk 600 WSOM.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
Obama gives this speech, and he drones on and on and on about the future, about his vision, State of the Union speech. He's talking about the future. He's painting a picture. He's creating an image. If we just had more taxes, if we just had more government, more programs, more departments, more agencies, if we just had more, paradise would be here.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM. We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Well, Mr. Daley of Chicago came out of the race over there. He abruptly ended his race for the Illinois governorship after a real harsh battle that the guys were having. So I wonder what made him have to pull back. Because, you know, they don't pull back in Chicago for nothing. No. They don't have to worry about it. They have a whole lot of voters there, dead and alive, and they do their thing. The White House is still trying to get people to sign up and get, for Obamacare, and they're using their Hollywood friends to come out and tell you, well, you know what? It's good. But you know what? Mr. Trumpka says it's bad for the unions. And all my union friends up there poo-pooing that as if to say, no, they're not saying it's bad. They're saying it's good. No, they're not. Where are you living at? What's wrong with you? Why don't you see this? What's going on? I'm just jumping around here, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever you want to talk about is what you can do. So I'm looking at all the things that are going on, and then the Harry Reid comes in with, well, you know, that climate change is what's causing these floods to happen, and we have to do something about that. Climate change. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, you can change the climate. This is true. And we do every time that we do crazy stuff that God is not pleased with. I know many of us don't believe in God. Then the one that says that they do believe in God, but they don't stand for anything, to me, they're just as well as not believing in God. Well, my belief is a private one. Well, you stay private then. That's fine. But look at what happened in Colorado. How much of an infrastructure of a whole area was wiped out in a matter of a couple days. Anybody want to believe the flood or know it yet? Anybody want to try that one? Because it tore up a whole bunch of stuff up there here, you know. So what would a worldwide flood do? Well, that's what we're looking at. Syria. Assad is having a fit because Turkey evidently is instigating from the sidelines on something that they want. They're doing. They're setting off some explosions and maybe drop a couple bombs right on the border of Syria or whatever. So Assad is complaining. While Iran is training militiamen to help Assad. I told you a few days ago, within the past couple weeks, they're not going to let this go until they move Assad out. Assad is the linchpin for Russia to keep control of the oil and gas sales in that area. They have a monopoly on it there. That's why they're so cocky and so, you know, so what if-ish. They're sitting in here and they got it locked down. So when this agreement supposedly came up to get rid of the biological weapons, it could be a ploy, because they know that they're going to have to go in on the ground to at one time or another to do something with, you know, that area to take it over for the rebels. Now, why you want the rebels to take it over, don't ask me. You want the guys that think like the guys that drove planes into our Twin Towers and in our Pentagon and killed those people on the plane that flew over Youngstown here and crashed in PA. You want them to take over countries that have lots of weapons. And those people have vowed that when they get their hands on those weapons, they're going to make a united front to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, let me let you in on a secret. You can mark my words. I'm not saying this because I want it to happen or because it's, you know, anything like that. If I have nothing to do with it, I don't live in Israel. I respect Israel very much. I believe in the same God that the Israelis believe in. Judeo-Christian faith that I have. But guess what? Israel is not going to be destroyed. If you don't believe the Bible, I'm going to just tell you, the Bible says Israel's not going to get destroyed. And once it went back into their hands in 1948, true to the prophecy in the scripture, they're not going nowhere. 440, you back for more punishment?
Yeah, you're right about Israel. They have 80 nuclear weapons. And they're
yes, they do.
And they don't have, and those aren't the firecrackers. They exploded over Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Those were like a quarter of a megaton. Those that they have that fire from the missiles are anywhere from 3 to 5 megatons.
Right.
The ones they drop from the bomb from the planes is like 10. And the best way to describe what kind of damage that can do, for every megaton, you go to the radius of 1 mile from the center out, and everything is completely destroyed.
So that's right, vaporized.
Yeah. That's not counting heat, and that's not counting fallout.
Right.
So, yeah, they're not going to be intimidated.
you know, the Bible describes a blast that happens in one of the wars that wipes out 3/4 of the enemies that come against them, Israel, but that
right.
also wipes out about 1/4 of Israel's own army.
Yeah, but you have to understand this too. Most of their people are going to survive and survive well, and it's
absolutely
because of their mountain range. It's because of the mountain ranges there are just happen to be strategically located. So if they do use that kind of weapon, they're going to be shielded somewhat.
Absolutely.
So, yep.
You're absolutely correct.
Yep. So, yeah, when I heard you say that, I said, I got to call him and tell him. Yeah, they're not too intimidated by anybody over there. They're just, you know, we're trying to keep them down a little bit, like, hey, don't lose your mind.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't like
yeah.
to use those. Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, they They talk about weapons of mass destruction. The rest of the Middle East don't have that. They just don't. I mean, Iran would like to, but whatever bomb they have or what they're going to develop will be very minimal. I mean, that would be enough to provoke them. I would not provoke them.
That's what I would say. This would be like throwing a rock at a hornet's nest, you know, because they're not going to play around.
Here's the thing. You know, if you go over and you punch the guy, the biggest guy in the block, if you punch him enough times, what is he going to do? He's going to kick your rear end.
He's going to do something to you. Not going to stand. Not going to stand for it.
Do something bad. All right. Yeah.
Oh boy, this is good. You know, this is really something. We're seeing all this stuff happen, and you know, we don't think, why are people just losing their minds all at one time? You know. Why is this happening right now? Why is everybody just losing it? Well, there's good reasons for it. And when you have the government and the stupid things they say, just like I see Harry Reid is up there pointing to gas prices being above $4, talking about that, that's because of climate change. Yeah, you know, you just want to take a big rubber fist or something and just go run at him with it. It's like these people are insane.
What is wrong with that guy? Is that guy just like senile? I mean, what's his problem?
Harry Reid is probably one of the most well-paid progressives out there, other than Nancy Pelosi. They're nuts. They're absolute nuts. And but here's the thing. They get those people to vote for them time and time again. She looks like she is not even always there. And you never get a real good cohesive thought out of her unless she's saying something stupid about homosexuals. That's her thing. And she can do that really good, you know. That's real good. Alabama, I see you sitting back out there, brother.
Yeah, it's funny the analogy the gentleman just gave about, having the nukes and stuff like that, because he was talking about hitting the punch in the biggest guy. And a lot of times in fighting, the biggest guys are the one that end up getting drugged out, getting beat up, because it's about strategy and know-how. So,
well, yeah, you hit the leader first, and usually the rest of them are going to flee. But see, the problem with that is Israel ain't fleeing. They said never again.
I mean, you can probably nuke a lot of people, kill the bomb. I mean, if you just hit Tel Aviv or certain parts, you'll get them. You get most, because people aren't ready. Like, they hit them right now, they're not ready. These people aren't in shelters. So it's a done dollar by the time. And you're talking about a few seconds, and it's all just vapor.
No.
Go ahead.
You know what? They don't have the firepower. They don't have the firepower to do that. And believe me, they're ready for any kind of strike. And if they launch, they're going to do a lot more damage than any of those.
I understand what you're saying by launching, but that's just like saying, okay, I got 50 guns in my house, and you catch me at work without one gun and blow my brains out. It just depends on where they ignite. They don't need a missile. They can put it in the suitcase. Just depends on what we're talking about.
No. I defy you to get a suitcase bomb inside of Israel. Have you ever known anybody that flies on El Al? They're not going to look. They can't even get into Israel with anything wrong. No. You don't understand who Israel is.
Yeah, they profile like a sucker over there. You people complain about here? Them people profile. I mean, you look cross-eyed there.
You're pulled over.
They got you naked.
I mean, every time I fly.
They got you naked searching you.
Every time I fly suspiciously, I'm always pulled over to have the dogs always mistakenly think I got drugs. I wonder why. But, you know, always over
I'm
the dog did
but
it.
I'm not laughing. Okay.
Yeah, every time, one time I was going to Puerto Rico to play basketball, almost missed the flight. They went through my socks. They went through everything. And so we were coming back. They were walking over with the dog. I just said, hey, man, I know you want to search my stuff. Just go ahead. I look suspicious, right? And the guy was upset because I said that. But,
Doc,
you know.
If you think that was bad, if you were in Israel, you would have had your prostate checked.
Yes.
That's it. Your prostate would be checked. But anyway, I got to go pay some bills. Afternoon with Tracy and friends. Jeff in the air chair. Don't mess around with Israel because they will do something.
Leave
the
mic open.
We'll be right back after these messages in the news.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. The Sebring Teachers Union will have a rally tomorrow to push contract negotiations with the district school board. The rally will be before the school board meets at 5:30 p.m. It'll be in front of Sebring McKinley High School. The SLEA has been working without a contract since August 31st. The nonprofit downtown group that owns the Crest Building in downtown Youngstown says the 93-year-old structure needs to be demolished. The Youngstown Central Area Community Improvement Corporation says the cost to tear it down is expected to be in the six figures. Finding that money is the issue. The city at this point has no plans to buy the building. And the husband and wife accused of shooting their mentally disabled relative with a BB gun turned themselves into police yesterday. 30-year-old Heather Weimer and her husband, 35-year-old Michael, are behind bars. 24-year-old Scott McCroy told officers he was abused by the two while living in their house. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer announces the Built Ford Tough Truck event. The deal just got better on a new F-150 and Super Duty 2. Like 0% financing for 60 months plus $1,500 cash back. Visit driveoneohio.com for details.
Sophie landed in the hospital after falling at home. Sophie was sobbing when her doctor ordered rehab after surgery to repair her fractured hip. Spending 6 weeks in a rehabilitation facility for therapy meant leaving home, but more importantly, leaving Princess, her furry, purring companion of 12 years. At Crandall Medical Center, we understand the bond between you and your pet. Crandall Medical Center is pet-friendly, allowing your pet to join you during your rehabilitation stay. The goal of our therapy and nursing staff is to get you both back home comfortably, safely, and quickly. At Crandall Medical Center, the nursing staff and therapists kept Sophie smiling as she was getting back on her feet and Princess purring. Crandall Medical Center on the campus of Copeland Oaks in nearby Sebring. To find out about our pet-friendly policy, visit us on the web at crandallmedicalcenter.com or call 330-938-6126. That's 330-938-6126.
Consider this your personal invitation to join Legacy Educational Institute for an upcoming educational opportunity, How to Maximize Your Social Security Benefits. You'll learn how your benefits are calculated, when is the right time to apply for your benefits, how to increase your benefits, especially if you're married. These educational opportunities will be held at Butler Community College in Hermitage. There is no charge to attend. Your first opportunity is September 9th. Your next opportunity is September 12th. Your last opportunity is September 17th. Call Legacy Educational Institute, 800-264-4963. These dates will fill up fast, so call and register, 800-264-4963. There is no charge to attend. How to Maximize Your Social Security Benefits, brought to you by Legacy Educational Institute, a 501c nonprofit.
1-800-530-WSOM. Or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
And we're back once again, afternoon with Tracy and friends. Jeff in the air chair here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, 600 AM on your iHeart radio dial, and at Blog Talk Radio on your online and on the internet at Tracy and Friends. You can listen to us on all of those places, as well as Facebook. And we're looking at all types of things that are going on. They're saying that on September 8th, there was a strange occurrence that they've never seen before, and that was that over the Atlantic, Pacific, and the Indian Oceans, they had eerily clear skies. There was nothing going on the that part of the ocean at that day. Very clear, very calm. All the things that were going on happened. And the thing that I'm saying is this. Astronomical things are happening, and our scientists are rushing and trying to explain what's going on, but they can't explain it. They know they can't explain it. And I just have to tell you, it all has to do with the number one question of all time. Where did we come from? Who are we? Who are we, and why are we here? We go on and live from day to day, and some people are able to put in the back of their minds, and they say, well, shoot, you know, we just came from nowhere. We just evolved. Well, show me something that's evolving still yet today. Because if this system evolved us to this level, there's something still evolving somewhere on the planet. Come on. Show it to me, scientists. Show it to me, non-believers. Local caller, you are in the air.
Hello, sweet Jeff. It's Deanna.
Hey, Dee. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm real good. Talking about prophecy, your sister, you said, and I listened to her one day. She was an excellent guide for us.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to a special meeting on Sunday, and I heard about some different prophecies, and they were fascinating. Are you familiar with Rabbi Judah ben Samuel?
Yes.
Who lived in the 12th and 13th century?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this gentleman is a historian, and he was talking about the Jubilee years, seven-year cycles of seven, and then the 50th year is the Jubilee.
Year Jubilee.
And Rabbi Judah ben Samuel said that he was given these prophecies by the prophet Elijah. And it was that Jerusalem would be conquered by the Ottoman Empire and be held for eight jubilees, which would be 400 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now this man lived in the 12th and 13th century. And then we see that historically from 1517 to 1917, which is a 400-year period,
mm-hmm.
they were in fact conquered and held by the Ottoman Turkish Empire. Then in 1917, the British retook Jerusalem. And then Rabbi said that in the ninth jubilee, which would be from 1917 to 1967, Jerusalem would be a wasteland. And they had the Six-Day War in 1967 when they retook Jerusalem
mm-hmm.
and started to rebuild. So he said that the 10th jubilee, which would be from 1967 to 2017, will be a significant time preparing for the Messiah's return.
Okay.
And then he talked, so that was what, Rabbi Judah ben Samuel had revealed prophetically. And then this gentleman was talking about lunar eclipses and that NASA has a website that shows you, great information about the lunar eclipses.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a tetrad, which is a four lunar eclipse cycle. And they said the first tetrad was documented when Columbus discovered America.
Mm-hmm.
And the second was when Israel became a nation in 1948. The third happened on Yom Kippur, the Six-Day War.
Six-Day War, huh?
In 1967. There's supposed to be a fourth tetrad coming about in 2014 and 2015. It will I think he said it will begin in the spring of 2014, and you will see these four lunar eclipses. It was just fascinating. I mean, it was so much information to absorb. But I do believe that, as your sister has studied, there there are so many insights, and I think people today are wasting time on foolish television that does nothing to build them up. We think we're being entertained, but we're really being indoctrinated.
Oh, yeah.
And I would just encourage people to research. You know, we used to teach children in school how to research, and at the end of the research, they could draw their own conclusion from the information they gathered. And I know there are a lot of people who want to argue points. I would encourage them to research.
Yeah, I would too, because, faith is a matter of faith, but the thing is faith in what? I don't just have faith in any old thing, you know, as far as incorporating it into my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sitting there, I think it's the right thing to do. We're going to believe in God, and we're going to do as the people have directed us to do. That would not work for me.
There is so much here historically that we can check out.
Yes,
and
yes.
And we can say, yes, indeed, that occurred. The other thing that this gentleman said is that there's a comet called Ison that is due about the 28th of November,
mm-hmm.
and that would be expected to fall on the first day of Hanukkah, and it's supposed to be four times the brightness of other comets that we have
seen lately. Wow.
And he said, wouldn't it be an interesting thing to consider this lighting the first candle of Hanukkah? You know, the comet lighting the sky, lighting, you know, the like an analogy that, you know, that this has come to, you know, bring lightness to the world. But I look at all these things. Oh, another interesting thing that they were talking about is 7 years, you know, is the time of completion for the Lord.
Yes.
So 2001, we had the bombing in New York. 2008, we had the economic crash begin in the country.
Absolutely.
And in 7 years, will be 2015. So I really believe that as we look at these things, we should be preparing for something.
Well, we should be. And if, you know, like what we just said is probably past a whole lot of people. Because if you don't study the Bible, if you don't study historical documents that point to these things, you know, you'd be lost at what, you know, Dee and I have just talked about, and you know, we can't harp on it. But it behooves you to check it out, whoever you are. Check out what we're saying. Now, I know that we always go to our traditional places to get information. But understand one thing that I'll say. There's people that hold information away from you. And I don't know why that, you know, we can't see it, because we always believe these people. It's just like the global warming people. We have people that swear by it because they're scientists. Well, scientists can have agendas.
Mm-hmm.
Al Gore has Yeah, go ahead, Alabama.
Yeah. I was just going to add to that there is a gentleman who has done some archaeological digs and found in within layers of rock. He said you can't do carbon dating on certain bones that they're found. You have to measure the type of soil that is found within. And he's found human bones within million-year-old layers of dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And they found giant, you know, larger than usual.
Are
bones.
You talking about Stephen Quayle or L.A. Marzulli?
I think it's Quayle. But anyway,
guys. Quayle, both of them are very good.
But he was just talking. There's one time where he was talking about a guy, a female that got this, whatever you call it, where she basically lost her tenure at the university because she spoke objectively on what she found when she went. It was down in Mexico, and she said what she found, and then she said she was warned not to do it, and she hasn't been able. She lost her. Basically, she's not a doctor anymore. So it's out there. And I mean, even with there's a guy back in the 1800s, he actually took a photograph of the indigenous people of the southernmost point of Chile down in South America, and it was a black guy with a fro. So,
yeah.
I mean, you can get into that, but, you know, I mean, it's just, I mean, his science has been doctored, like with the whole global warming. I mean, that's fell all apart because I swear it's about 40 degrees out here today. It feel like it down here in Atlanta. So,
well, we went down to 37 last night up our way. So
yeah, so I mean, really, it does feel like it's about in the 60s. So, and that's crazy for September.
Oh yeah, I agree. But here's the thing, it's not anything about warming, and I think that God has, you know, it does things so it makes you have to laugh at these people, because I think it's just evil people. They know that there's God.
Well, that's like evolution. Evolution has been propped up. There's too much evidence. I mean, to contradict.
Absolutely.
You know, the whole situation, because I mean, you made a point a minute ago. There should be other intelligent life on Earth if we're the only ones.
Evolving.
So it should be something. You don't even have to be involved. We can't be the only ones that increase to this level of intelligence. We can't be.
Well, they say, now listen. They say Bigfoot is real smart.
It's all about evolution.
So,
that's
yeah,
just like saying we're the only bird or we're the only fish. I mean, you have to have other. It has to branch off into other sides. It can't just be one, if that's what they're saying. So this is just all wrong. Then come to find out, you know, I ain't getting into the parenthetical understanding of Genesis and stuff like that. I believe that stuff. I do believe that. But at the same time, you know, people think, okay, it started with Adam. I don't think so. I think that that was a new beginning, but I don't think that that was the beginning. So people, you know, it's interesting. Interesting.
Now,
I like this type of stuff.
Now, are you friends with me on Facebook?
Yeah, I saw your post you had with the, I commented on it.
Oh. Okay, well, I didn't know what your name was, so make sure I know who you are. But
Green,
that's
me,
you...
Green. I'm on the green on there.
No,
I'm,
no,
I'm
I got
green,
a couple
green.
Green. Yeah, but
well,
no, I got
I'm,
William.
I'm
I got
green.
William out of Akron down there as well. He posts on my site at times. Good brother down there, and in Akron. But here's the thing. There's a whole bunch of things that I could share with you. You know, that,
I mean, you can get into
there.
The Dead Sea Scrolls and stuff. I mean, I'm with you. I mean,
even forget the Dead Sea Scrolls. Just look what the Bible said about what Satan did and when he was Lucifer.
Where he was,
right.
Yeah, in Eden.
Right.
He was in Eden. Yeah, he was.
The Garden of
That's
God.
Right.
He was in Eden, the Garden of God, but he was allowed. He had this thing called Earth.
Yeah.
At one time. So therefore, yes, there were other organizations. There was other people that lived here before the Adam and Eve. But what they were and who they were, I'm not telling you that it was.
When you get into Noah in the ark, the word for it could be genetically pure, more so than spiritually pure. So genetically, he wasn't spliced with, kind of like what they're doing with this GMO on the food, all this little splicing on animals.
Right.
We're doing the same thing, and it's kind of funny that the Luciferian society, which these people worship, these wealthy people who control everything, why is it that they're so, they believe in this stuff, they just believe in the opposite side of it, but they believe in it. So
send
it's kind
me
of
a
funny.
Note. Send me a note, and anybody else that wants to, go to my Facebook site. You see Jeff Green. I'm playing a saxophone, wearing a white coat. I will send you what I have, and then I'm going to also give you something else. There's a teacher by the name of Perry Stone. Look up Perry's stuff. We'll see you back on the other side. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. A moment of silence just moments ago at Nationals Park for the victims in yesterday's Washington, D.C. Navy Yard shooting. We're also learning more about the gunman.
We've learned that 34-year-old former Navy reservist Aaron Alexis had at least three guns inside that building 197. but investigators are still trying to figure out how many guns he walked in with. Police say he shot a security guard with a shotgun and then took the guard's handgun. Alexis also had an assault rifle inside at the time. He purchased his shotgun at a dealer in Lorton just last week. Now, this morning, a motive is still unclear.
ABC's John Gonzalez in Washington. Hundreds of Colorado residents still stranded by flooding.
The number for yesterday that was evacuated by air is 420 people, and we are now down to 197 unaccounted for.
Nick Christensen at the Larimer County Sheriff's Department. An announcement expected today on the Boardwalk Fire in New Jersey.
The fire that tore through an amusement pier and boardwalk in Seaside Park in Seaside Heights, destroying dozens of businesses in its path, ABC News has learned was an accident. Local hotel owner Mike Smith isn't surprised, given the damage the boardwalk sustained in Hurricane Sandy.
I would imagine if it was electrical, it probably had something to do with corrosion down here in the salt water.
New Jersey is planning to spend Sandy recovery money to help pay for fire debris removal and to help businesses rebuild. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The Congressional Budget Office out with its latest long-term outlook, and it's not good.
As lawmakers consider changes in policies that would put the budget on a more sustainable path, they will face choices about the magnitude of deficit reduction, the policies to be used to reduce deficits, and the timing of deficit reduction.
CBO Director Douglas Elmendorf says government spending on Social Security and Medicare, for example, could double relative to the size of the economy in 25 years. The Dow is up 56 points, the NASDAQ ahead 25. This is ABC News.
Marcia's identity thief wasn't a stranger. It was her best friend, her roommate. She put Marcia close to $100,000 in debt. Marcia ended up losing her home. A few years later, it almost happened again. But this time, she was armed with the proactive protection of LifeLock services. Shockingly, she again knew the thief trying to steal her identity. It was her son's friend, attempting to get a loan in Marcia's name. With LifeLock's help, Marcia was able to stop the fraudulent loan before it could damage her finances and good name. Marcia found out the hard way that identity theft has become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't make the mistake of thinking identity theft will never happen to you. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE for 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Call 1-800-305-2203. 800-305-2203. 800-305-2203. No one can prevent all identity theft.
On the run now, Edward Snowden is in the running for a top European Human Rights Prize. ABC's Tom Rivers has a story from the Foreign Desk.
Fugitive intelligence analyst Edward Snowden, who's in hiding in Russia, is one of seven nominations made by members of the European Parliament. Put forward by Green Party politicians, they say it's for his service of disclosing secret U.S. internet and telephone surveillance programs. While the move will upset some in Washington, his leaks have outraged many average Europeans, who say the NSA has absolutely no right to trawl through their personal data. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
A federal appeals court has dealt another blow to New Jersey's efforts to legalize sports gambling. Today, the court upheld a ruling that said that the state's betting law conflicts with federal law and that it should not be implemented. Governor Chris Christie has said in the past that he'll go all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
My wife is amazing.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S., and now Bosch dishwashers feature a new third rack that gives you 30% more capacity compared to Bosch two-rack models. See yours at your local Bosch retailer today.
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Ann.
How you doing?
Amazing.
Wow, good answer. What's going on?
Well, I started taking Amberen.
Amberen?
Yes. It's a hormone-balancing supplement for women like us who are over 40. Amberen helps you get rid of hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, joint and muscle aches, and other menopause symptoms.
Does it really work?
It really does. Listen to this. I didn't even realize how much difference getting rid of those symptoms makes. It's like a fog has been lifted, and I'm truly enjoying life again.
You make me want to try Amberen.
Oh, Claire, you should do it. And if you want to try Amberen before you buy it, all you have to do is just ask them for a free sample.
Wow, free?
Yep, you can try Amberen free and feel amazing, just like me.
Call now and ask for your free sample of Amberen at 1-800-516-7171. That's 1-800-516-7171. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call right now. 1-800-516-7171. 1-800-516-7171.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing.
And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering it. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
This is what your government thinks. The same people that didn't realize a war on terror existed.
Now they're saying it's over.
Somebody tell the terrorists that.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we're back once again, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, talking about what you want to talk about and what's on your mind and what's on my mind. And we always get a nice little hodgepodge going on, and we talk about several different subjects. And there's so many things out here, ladies and gentlemen, that we don't regularly look after or seek after, things they don't teach you in school, you know, things that they don't want you to know pretty much. And so they keep things quiet. They hide them. Why would you hide what's out there? Why would you do it?
I know why.
Local caller in South Carolina. Oh, wait, local caller in South Carolina, you're coming up. Go ahead, local caller.
Yeah, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Jeff, I wanted to bring up that comment, you know, that y'all were talking about. You know, the one religious group that I talk about, they preach against.
Why don't you just say what they say instead of going and talking about the group, so I don't call it a cult and offend people? Just say, what I've learned, you know, what I've been told is that it's, you know, this is going to happen here or that's going to happen there. I understand, Steve.
What I mean is the only way to really to become a member of their religion or that they believe you must repent like all other religions do of your sins in order to have a relationship with God. So this
very few religions have you repent, because very few religions are on the basis of having to pay for your sins. But they do sacrifice and they do other things. And
yeah, they believe in Jesus,
the ransom sacrifice. I know their belief system better than you do.
Well, to make a long story short,
mm-hmm.
yes, they do preach against, they do believe that we will not inherit the kingdom of God, because that goes on the basis of 1 Corinthians 6:9, where it tells us to not be misled about thinking that we can get into the kingdom by practicing fornication or...
Absolutely. So what's your point?
Or men lying with men. Although the scripture also go on selling this, but that is what some of you were. The point that I'm making, yes, they as a religious group believe that we will not inherit the kingdom of God if we do not repent.
We who, sir?
In other words, if you don't repent of those things, that applies even to...
You're talking about individuals, right?
Right.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's, everybody knows that, Steve. Everybody.
And of course, then, you know, we remember that the Apostle Paul says, I think it's either in Galatians or Colossians where it tells us. But,
Steve, We're not having Bible radio. I understand.
Okay.
I understand. We're talking about things that are going on. Somebody tell me what the president said. Say hi to Diva, Steve.
Diva is on.
I said say hi to Diva.
Oh, hi, Diva.
Okay, good. I'm glad you got that out your system.
No, I mean...
See ya, Doc. Okay, now, South Carolina.
I don't know what to say about Steve. He's just
one. I let him say hi to us, so you know, because I know he's fiending. He's fiending for Diva. You know, every day I feel so sorry for him.
but Jeff, I tried to look it back up, and I couldn't get the clip. But there was a little snide remark by the president yesterday concerning, you know, what happened at the naval yard. And
yeah.
I've been looking for it. I hadn't got back to what it was, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be, you know, they're going to spin it. So there's another effort to try and control guns. Instead of controlling people that have mental issues.
They have to. This is two things they have to do. They have to take your guns. Why? Because they're getting ready to impose upon you things that you would not have put up with if you had a gun. They have to break down. I heard Geraldo talking earlier, and he was talking about they have to try. They have to try to stop these guns. They have to try to get this, get these clips knocked down. No, you don't. You have to stop crazy people from being available to have them. That's the problem. Crazy people. Yeah.
Jeff, I got a friend of mine Friday night. He has a baby by this chick. He sat outside her house, hadn't seen her in 8 months. She didn't say a word. She's going to her car. He starts crying, runs up to her full speed, slaps her, chokes her. She reaches for her gun. He's trying to get to the gun. He takes the gun out of hand and throws it, continues to shoot, choke her until her cousin comes out and starts shooting. Then he runs. If you see him and you talk to him, he'll seem like a normal guy. People are going to do what people are going to do. We take these little stories and incidents and anecdotal situations and try to enforce law on the other 320 million people because of one individual that may seem crazy or may not. Everybody that's shooting ain't crazy. Some of these folks have just momentarily been crazy. Or it could be some religious reasons behind why he did it. They say he went to some Buddhist temple, for all I know. So
he became a Buddhist.
We don't know what this guy's about. That's what I'm saying. The situation, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like we cannot police everybody. That was a time when people would do stuff like this and people would keep moving. But now, every time somebody grabs a gun and does something stupid, now we got to get rid of everybody's Second Amendment. That's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Here's my thing. The next time you got somebody that drives and runs into somebody on the road, then take everybody's car, doggone it. Take those cars.
I mean,
there's
another situation where in Mao Zedong, when he killed 100 million people, but he got them to give up their guns first. When he got them to give up their guns, they just started sending them up and blowing their brains out. I mean,
Listen, progressives of America, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to say that our president is progressive. He is. He's a progressive. His benefactor is Mr. George Soros, the mouthpiece of the progressives in the world, and the very visible one that you can see. Okay, so now you have these people that are out here, and a progressive builds a little monument down in Georgia called the Georgia Guidestones. The Georgia Guidestones.
Yeah, that was the internal.
Right.
Yeah.
What do they say on those guidestones that they want to do? Reduce the world's population to one quarter what it is. Now, how are you going to get rid of three quarters of the people on Earth?
Disease.
You're going to start disease, war, everything you can, because you think you're going to create the utopian society. These people
well, hold on,
are
but you got people that don't
product?
Understand the true nature of man. See, they think the nature of man is good, so you're dealing with a person. They think the nature of man is good. If you wipe out three-fourths, then and then they believe in Darwinism. That's see, that's why that stuff you're talking, it all ties in, social Darwinism.
That's
it was a people back
him.
In the day that refuted and proved he was wrong, but the main society decided this is what we're going to use because I'm a rich billionaire. Everybody else is broke, so I must be superior to them. Therefore, they need to be wiped out.
Absolutely. Not only that's heavy. I'm gonna send you some other things too, you know, because I'm gonna tell you who people were, back in the back a long time ago, and but here's the thing. Yes, that's true. And the elitists of the world who are in control of pretty much our political system at this time. They've commandeered our political system. They've created a race of people that they despise. They despise the poor. They despise them. That's why they merchandise them. They sell them. They use them for votes. That's what they do. But the thing is tell me, you know, why do people go for this? Why do you sit there and let your people get sold every year?
I mean, it's almost part of it is subconscious programming done through television and media. So you can't, and when you get, and they understand the power of the subconscious mind and getting into the spiritual aspect of things. So I think that these people program you from an early age to think a certain way. Like right now, in 30 years, homosexuality is going to be just like a normal marriage. It just is. I mean, because they're winning.
30?
Yeah. When I say that, I mean there is no resistance. Like, it's going to be a remnant of people in the church, maybe, because it's taking the church over. So, I mean, it's just getting to that point.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
I said this a while back. For years now, you know, they've built.
Somebody's breathing in the phone.
They built abortion clinics in black communities and minority communities.
Yep.
That has decreased the black population. The growth rate for black blacks is way below anybody else's, any other demographic. Now they're endorsing homosexuality, and what does that do? Further decreasing
same
the growth
thing.
Rate in the black community. So
exactly.
Pretty much, you've accepted a philosophy and a way of life and a belief that effectively eliminates you. That doesn't make any sense. You're eliminating yourself. They don't have to lift. They don't have to lift a finger.
No.
Dr. Francis Kress Welsing debated the guy. There's a guy that believes that genetically African Americans have a 15% to 20% lower IQ. Of course, we know IQ is based. That's a whole European thing, anyway. But they think that the IQ. They think that we are genetically predisposed to being inferior. So, and this is not broadcast all over, but it is public. Like, that's why when you think like that, someone that thinks like that will stand up and say the things that they say about the, and the guy was saying, well, you guys cannot compete. So because you can't compete, you need to be taken care of. And what we're going to do is we're going to come out with a program. This is what he was saying. Come out with a program where you voluntarily sterilize yourself. And because you sterilize yourself, we'll give you some sort of benefit.
Yeah.
This is what he told Dr. Frances Cresswell. And she was going back and forth with him. These people believe this stuff. That's why when they did Django Unchained and that guy sat up there, Leonardo DiCaprio made that point about the skull. And this stuff is real today. People still, this ain't just some 100-year-old mentality. On the upper echelons of the wealthy, that's how these people think.
Wait a minute.
I made
not
a few dollars and
think.
Understand how people, money can change you. So people that got all this money, I can imagine how they.
Not only how they think, Alabama, this is how they govern. This is what they make happen. Why do you think they allow wars at certain times? We've been not needing to fight a hand-to-hand war. We could have lobbed missiles into Iraq. Okay? You could have done anything to bring Saddam Hussein down. But you didn't. You went in there, and you killed off a whole bunch of people. Well, there's a plan afoot that they think that they're going to wipe out the Jews and the radical Arabs at the same time by creating the World War III right there in the Middle East. Now, it was an Illuminist plan. Those that don't believe in Illuminists, that's okay. They exist anyway, regardless of whether you believe in them. And they from way back in the 1860s and 70s, they had this plan to destroy these people and create this utopian society. Where do you think Hitler got his Aryan race from? Why do you think Iran's name is Iran? Who named Iran, ladies and gentlemen? Please tell me. Da, 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 da. Okay. Nobody's got the answer. Hitler named Iran because it means Aryan, which means superior race, which means that's where they emanate from. Now, when you really find out who the Aryans came from,
that's
you'll
Babylon.
Trip. Yes, it
yeah.
is. It's Iran. It's Iran and Iraq. But you know, but that's the thing. Who do you think did that? And then look back and just think, who did the Kennedys support in World War II?
Hitler.
No, then tell me something. Why, with all these good Kennedys, did Bobby Kennedy give man the permission to wiretap? We'll be back after these minutes. You tell me about it later.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our Crisis Stabilization Unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staple's Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go.
Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Now, when liberals use the Bible and Christianity to advance their progressive ends, well, the mainstream media agrees with them. For them, it's just, oh, yeah, I agree with that. When a conservative uses the Bible and Christianity to advance a conservative point, they hyperventilate in the media. They're warning of a coming theocracy in America.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600. We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com, or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And we're back afternoon with Tracy and friends here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. Jeff in the air chair, as it is now 1:27. And we are talking to you here live at Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends at WSOM 600 AM on the radio and WSOM 600 AM on your iHeart radio dial. And we're talking about the things that are going on in the world. And just interested to hear what you have to say about what's going on. And I have a local caller. Local caller, you're in the air.
Hi, it's Dee. I'm back.
Hey, there you go.
Okay, and I'm going to take my own advice. I'm going to research these things, but you are very well informed, so you know them. But this is another thing that I heard the other night. The Agenda 21 pact was signed by George H.W., that's Senior.
Yep.
And it's part of the UN compact.
Yes, ma'am.
For world control.
Mm-hmm.
The other interesting things they were talking about was the One World Order that the Soviet Union was instrumental in developing the United Nations. Stalin advocated for it.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted that, and it was the UNO, United Nations Organization. And Khrushchev was called the butcher of the Ukraine. Under Stalin's orders, he starved millions of their own people for that world control of population.
Absolutely.
They started then. So these things are not new.
No.
And then this gentleman said that vaccines, birth control, abortion, our food additives, all are being used as experimental ways of controlling the population. And then he was talking about Hitler's brown shirts, that they were a sodomite society, and he used them to abuse people in Russia. And when the people rose, or I'm sorry, in Germany, then when the people rose up, he brought in the SS to look like a helpful, you know, a benefactor to the people. They killed the brown shirts,
mm-hmm.
and they gained trust of the people, and then they disarmed them.
Well, and I
thought, well, you know, you look at this and you think how history does repeat itself, and we have to be wary.
Look, you have, as sitting in our White House, the number one evangelist for LGBT people in the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what he does well. So now we're sitting here, and we're not even challenging him on it. We're not considering that what he's done has anything to do with, oh, you know, that's just politics. No, this is not just politics. You need to wake up and start controlling your own government again.
Well, this is it. These are established game plans.
Mm-hmm.
They have been tried, and they were successful.
Mm-hmm.
And you think with all this happening, if somebody says, you don't have to protect yourself because we'll protect you,
that's
you should be suspect of that.
Well,
because it is your right to protect yourself and your family. That's you know, an inalienable right.
Hey, Dee, they protected Benghazi really good, now, didn't they?
Yes.
Okay, so that's where I get my cue from. they can go pound salt. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, this man that's currently in, just deceased yesterday in the shooting, they said that he had prior issues of shooting a gun through the floor of his apartment into another woman's apartment, some other incident.
And shot out tires on a car, yeah.
Okay. And yet he was able to get security clearance to come onto that base. So, you know, I just recently saw the Manchurian candidate again.
Yeah.
And I wonder, you know, are there people that are targeted that could be useful?
Yeah.
And they...
absolutely. Listen, when you were talking about Bush signing that accord, Bush 1 and Bush 2 belong to Skull and Bones. Skull and Bones are elitist.
Is that from Yale University?
Yes, secret society organizations. What they discuss and things like that are world affairs and what's going to happen in them, just like the Bilderberger Group, all of that. People don't believe that these people exist, and if they exist, well, what do they have to do with me? Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? All your people that come before you to vote for, in there you're going to have 2 to 4 per side that are going to be on their people that are going to do their bidding. And they're going to make sure, because they're a worldwide organization, that they get the funding to get done whatever it is. Only the people that are discerning can stop this. That's the only ones that can. That's why you think when the Tea Party came out, Tea Party has been called racist. They've been called radicals. What's this idiotic councilwoman? I mean, house lady that said that the radical Christians could bring this country down. Mm-hmm. like you see some radical Christians out here acting a fool somewhere. There's no such thing.
Sheila Jackson
did that. Sheila Jackson. And I used to like Sheila. It looked like they've done something to her. They've taken her brain over. I can't believe it. I can't believe she would even fix her mouth to say anything. Mm-hmm. But they're going for your guns. They're going for you having control of anything. Healthcare is not about healthcare. It's about controlling you because they'll have all your information to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're not understanding. There's no place where we're free at now. Everywhere, you're just like you're living under a glass. People are free to look in at you at any time. And you voted for it, many of you. You voted for this. Thinking somebody's going to give you something for free. Mm-hmm. Nothing is for free.
Well, Jeff, what do you think when we do have candidates that are put up? How much control is there? I don't even know that the people can have a person to represent them.
Yes.
I think those powerful groups are responsible for putting those people forward.
Absolutely they are. Like I told you. Bush, too, was really interesting to me because of this. I liked Bush, too, because, first of all, he sort of like pulled away from Skull and Bones. Mm-hmm. But still, his name inside of the Skull and Bones organization was called the Transition. Mm. And that's exactly what happened. We transitioned straight out of being the United States to a president that said he's the citizen of the world.
Yes.
If you're the citizen of the world, go live in it someplace else, please. Because I don't want you running the country.
Well, this is it. You know, I mean, he's supposed to represent our interests, not the interests of the world.
No. Everything is United Nations on the left side of the progressives. United Nations. See, on the right side of the progressives, they at least want a United States-led one-world government. And if I'm mistaken about that, you know, I'll eat my words on it, and I'll apologize to everybody. But from what I've studied, from what I've read all over, that's what I see.
Well, you know, when you think how quickly, like, there was such intensity around this issue of, you know, Syria with the chemical weapons, and we had to do something, we had to do something. And then all of a sudden, it's just like a flip, somebody flips a switch. It's no longer an issue now. Okay, we've worked out an agreement, and we'll start working on this next year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's any intelligent person could look at these things and think, it's a game. And it goes from, like, okay, we played this for a while, now let's jump to this, and people won't think about that, you know, anymore. We'll direct their attention over here. Remember that game, shell game, where you would put hide a pea under the nutshell?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is what's happening with the media. They're drawing our attention to certain issues. They play it out, and then, like, maybe 6 weeks later, we think, how is that ever resolved?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know.
Well, like I said, you know, we have totally lost control of being citizens anymore. We've lost control of a representative government. The only representatives that are making decision down in D.C. are the money from the lobbyists that come there and buy the votes. And that's why you see our congressmen and senators go down there. Whatever they had when they went down there, they have 10 times as much when they come back. And it's because of that system. It's a very wicked system. It is a very corrupt system. And sorry to say, it is on both sides of our government.
Well, it's entitlement at the highest level.
Well, yes,
it
is.
They feel they're entitled to every offer the lobbyists make.
If you didn't have to buy your dinner for 6 months, I think that you'd be kind of happy, you know, with what you were able to keep in your pocket, right?
That's true.
If you didn't have to do anything for 6 months, you might not, you know, you might have a car somewhere and just shows up in that you own it now. You know, this is crazy, but it's what happens.
Well, that's why you need the checks and balances. You need, you know, I hate that I hear Nancy Pelosi talking about transparency, because I don't think she knows what it is.
It's if you look inside her head, what her brain looks like, because it's not there. You could see right through it. That's transparency.
But I was going to say a sincere, good leader would say, we're going to open everything we do to the people. We're going to ask you to check us and keep us straight, because we know human nature and we know that we are greedy and desiring fame and desiring attention and adulation and be honest about all those things, because that is human nature.
Well,
that is the flesh.
Well, no doubt about it.
Oh, I just keep praying and praying that we would have somebody who would come forward that truly was a patriot and truly wanted to do restoration work in our country. We have wonderful, wonderful citizens, people that are very generous. You know, there's a very good side of us and there's a very dark side of us.
Well,
just like every human being.
Absolutely. Don't forget when the Puritans came over here, it was the Puritans and all the people that were in prison got put on boats, and they all came here. So you got a mixed bag.
Yes.
Nobody should ever forget that. You know, no, don't forget this. You had some really good people and some really bad people all at once come over to you to this place called the United States.
What is the history of the Illuminati? What is that? Is that... It's an ancient secret society?
I don't know if the Illuminati itself is ancient, so ancient, but they all stem from secret societies of all types that have existed throughout history. You have something called the Merovingian dynasty of the Merovies out of France, and they believed that they were the keepers of the Holy Grail, a cup that held the actual blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, they get into mysticism of all sorts, and these secret things that only they know. And when you get around to it propels them. But most of these secret societies that we have, where our regular everyday people mm-hmm. belong to them. Mm-hmm. You know what they say they believe in? They believe in the Luciferian doctrine that Lucifer was the light bearer and he gave to men understanding and wisdom.
Okay, so that's the illumination.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my.
And that's what they believe. That's where we have to, as Christians have to take a look at that. Mm-hmm. And you have a whole lot of Christians that belong to Illuminist organizations. And I don't think they really, really, really understand that. Maybe they do once they get so high up in it, but I don't think they really understand. And, you know, we're whistling up a gum stump because we can't prove anything because we don't have, you know, but so many people that have escaped those organizations and come out. But anyway, I'm going to have to go to news here now, Dee. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We are talking about whatever's on your mind. I'm going to leave the Illuminist alone for right now. You give me a call here, and we'll talk about it. 330-781-9600, 1-347-945-5229.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. The Sebring Teachers Union will have a rally tomorrow to push contract negotiations with the district school board. The rally will be before the school board meets at 5:30 p.m. It'll be in front of Sebring McKinley High School. The SLEA has been working without a contract since August 31st. The nonprofit downtown group that owns the Crest Building in downtown Youngstown says the 93-year-old structure needs to be demolished. The Youngstown Central Area Community Improvement Corporation says the cost to tear it down is expected to be in the six figures. Finding that money is the issue. The city at this point has no plans to buy the building. And the husband and wife accused of shooting their mentally disabled relative with a BB gun turned themselves into police yesterday. 30-year-old Heather Weimer and her husband, 35-year-old Michael, are behind bars. 24-year-old Scott McCroy told officers he was abused by the two while living in their house. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Putting America and our valley back to work. Recognizing local companies and business owners that are generating new ideas and innovative concepts that are helping to lead our valley's workforce in the new economy.
American Bulk Commodities and subsidiaries R&J Trucking, John Brown Trucking, and Southern Haulers are looking for qualified CDL Class A and B drivers to operate semi-dump trucks and straight dump trucks for local work. If you are at least 23 years of age, have a minimum of 1 year commercial driving experience, are hazmat certified, and have a clean driving record, then American Bulk Commodities has a full slate of benefits and competitive pay for you. We have 500 company vehicles that serve a number of industries, including the construction and municipal solid waste businesses. Apply online at rjtrucking.com. That's rjtrucking.com.
To find out how your business can be a part of our program, call 330-783-1000. That's 330-783-1000.
Before the hunt begins, hunt down Glenn's Archery and Tackle at Guilford Lake. Glenn's Archery and Tackle is a full-line archery and pro shop built with the hunter in mind, featuring a 20-yard indoor archery range and an outdoor 3D archery range. Glenn's has all the top brand names in bows and crossbows, as well as everything you need to fill out your tackle box. Right now, get 10% off archery sights and rests. Glenn's Archery and Tackle, Baker Road and East Lake Road at Guilford Lake. See our store online at archeryplus.com.
Expectations, we all have them. It's how we anticipate life should be. From a healthcare facility, you expect competency, compassion, and caring. At Crandall Medical Center, we seek to meet and exceed your expectations of what a rehabilitation and nursing care center should be. At Crandall Medical Center, the clinical staff of nurses and therapists are highly trained, experienced professionals who expect expertise, and we deliver. At Crandall Medical Center, you are valued as a unique individual. We pride ourselves in meeting your personal needs every day. Our caring staff understands the little things in life are important, especially when you're not feeling well. Crandall Medical Center is located on the campus of Copeland Oaks Retirement Community in Sebring, Ohio. To learn more about Crandall Medical Center, please call 330-501-7162 or visit us on the web at www.copelandoaks.com. Again, the Anytime information line is 330-501-7162.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
We are going to come at you politically.
I wish I could do everything possible to sabotage your agenda, because your agenda is anti-American, because your agenda is anti-free market and anti-private property, because your agenda is an attack on the individual. I personally will do whatever I can to sabotage such an agenda, to obstruct it, to divert it, because I'm coming after you all the time.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM. 1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
And we're back once again here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. And I'm going to say this to everybody. First of all, we're listening. You're listening to us on WSOM 600 AM on the radio, 600 AM WSOM on iHeart, on Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends, and at TracyandFriends.com. You can get us all of those places and listen to the show. You can get into our chat room on Blog Talk and participate. You just have to fill out a little thing there and become part of Blog Talk. It's an excellent little way to go there, and we have our own chat room. Not a lot of people in there today, but we get enough here and there. And sometimes that we have a whole separate thing going on in the chat room than we do any place else. But anyway, South Carolina, you are there. What's up, man?
Now, I've just been listening to you and these theories about Illuminati and secret societies, and that's pretty much why I've kind of stayed away from them. I've been asked and everything to join, but with my own personal research, not something I'm interested in.
I hear you. Yeah, years ago, I studied a lot of the origins of the Illuminati and who they are and what they do. As at that time, it was a kind of a revival of Christianity at that time. You had a lot of the people that were coming in that knew about these organizations. And the organizations of Illuminists started lately in the 1760s. But you have to understand that the people from way back when, the people that were around when the people that built the pyramids were around, okay, because they weren't one and the same. You know, they are the original ones that were given this information by the light bearer. And the light bearer was Lucifer. You know, so people don't believe Lucifer is a real person. It's just a spirit, just a spirit. No, sir. No, sir. Lucifer has a body. Lucifer's people have a body, and their offspring have a body as well. And I know we can't get to that, and I'm not going to go any further on that, okay? Because, like I said, that goes too deep. But if you want to go to my site and give me a little heads up that, you know, about something you want to talk about, I will give you information because I have it. And it's things are so interesting about how things work out. When you hear, you know, people in the world talking, wouldn't it be nice to understand why they're talking? You know, that's the thing. I want to know, well, what did Putin say that really the world thinks that Putin just won this last head-to-head with the United States? Mm-hmm. They're laughing at our president's foreign policy. They're ridiculing him openly in the world. And they're not trusting him openly in the world as well. Snowden. Snowden is still doing his thing, releasing information. Now, who thought that he was going to go to Russia and not have to give up information.
Well, I was suspect of that right from the start. Why would you go there?
So he could live, because they're going to kill him otherwise.
But he didn't have any other choice. I mean, I don't
know. No. Who's going to protect him from the United States but Russia or China?
Well, I was thinking maybe if he went to Sweden or...
Who can protect you in Sweden?
Well, they're supposed to be pacifists.
They're pacifists, but that's the whole problem. They can't protect you.
Well, I thought they would give him asylum.
But we walk in and out of Sweden. We'd go in there and kill him and leave.
Well, that's possible, yeah.
He'd end up dead on a street corner. Come on. That's exactly what would happen.
Well, you know, Jeff, the interesting thing is we should consider that everybody has a motive. There's a reason you act. There's a reason you speak. There's a reason that that we do what we do. I mean, some people's motives are purer, but that's where the analysis has to come in. And I think, you know, years ago when I was a kid and we would watch the news, they tried to give us some analysis of what was happening. And now we'll have all these talk shows where you'll have, you know, a table, you know, a forum of newscasters. And I really don't think that they're giving you any meaningful insight into what's happening. They've been given a script. And I think we should wake up and look, you know, behind what people are seeing and doing and try to figure out what is the motivation for this. With our president and Putin, there's an awful lot going on there. And we should be trying to analyze it.
Well, here's the thing. Why we don't understand anything but what our government through their news media want us to know. And because we don't pay attention, and right now all of us are probably trying to survive, making a buck here and there, so that we can. You know, we have this I don't care attitude about things. Yeah, that's all I can tell you. So, once again, we have a situation where we have stalemates. We're stalemated politically. We're stalemated economically. We're stalemated, developmentally. Developmentally, we're not moving as a people. We're staying in one place. So here, I don't understand. Why aren't you looking forward? Why aren't you making your state rep? Why aren't you making them do what you want them to do?
They don't know what they do.
Where are you talking that from? Yes, you are. You're making noise on the side. Talking. You ain't in no microphone. Be quiet. That's somebody came in the room. I'm not going to even tell you who it was. But anyway, you know who it is because she's getting ready to come up here and raise saying. But anyway, find out who Peg Leg is because I think that's Brown Beasley. He says the same things. There can't be two stupid people like that in the world, could it? Is there? Mm-hmm. I got you. But anyway, we're looking at a lot of things. What's that? We're looking at a lot of things that are coming on us. We're looking at the healthcare law. We're looking at the renewed. Got to stop those guns, you know, because these people they just have too many guns. Here it is. The man took guns from the guard that was guarding the place. So you're going to take their guns too? Is that whose guns we're going to take? He had a shotgun originally. That's what they said.
None of this makes sense. And you know the other thing that's sad is every day they say we're losing the soldiers from the world wars, the great society.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like nobody, everybody just acknowledges that, nobody's concerned about if they were a great society, let's build our own group so that someday it will be said of us that, you know, we were great people. Everybody's just like in this, like you said, things are happening and people are, they're lulled into inaction, just trying to get by. And nobody's looking out for, you know, the big picture.
What did Putin say to Punk the president a little while ago? What did he say? He said to us, there's no reason for you to think that America's exceptional at anything. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm upset about that.
Yes.
Okay.
It spurred us into action.
It should have spurred us into something,
mm-hmm.
but we're not considering that. We're not looking at that at all. Why not? Ed Schultz says, I'm very puzzled. I just can't understand why most Americans don't just love this guy. I can't believe somebody like that. And then he wonders why his show ain't doing so good. You know, his show ain't doing good at all. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
In our Tribune on Saturday, they had a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it was our president opening a dresser drawer, and he says, Michelle, where's my medal? And then in the next clip, there was Putin with the Nobel Peace Prize around his neck, admiring it.
Oh.
And I thought, well, at least still they'll let you, you know, tell jokes and write cartoons in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what all of this is. For a lot of people, this is just entertainment.
Well, this is true. This is very true. And that when you take a look at how they have controlled people, that is where everything lies at. We're not in control of our government. Our government is in control of us. And as a result, we're going to suffer greatly. And I'm not talking about a long time from now. You're going to suffer in the next year or two as a result of just this stupid health care thing.
Now, on the news during one of your breaks, they said that Warren Buffett is advocating that the whole thing be scrapped.
I led with that earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
Warren Buffett said they need to scrap health care and start all over.
And
so,
he was one of the advocates for the president.
Well, see, here it is now. Warren Buffett sees now he's already fighting the government about $1 billion that he owes them. Okay, he's fighting the government on paying back taxes. So now, if he's going to fight on $1 billion, what's it going to be for his organization with all the people he employs when he has to do their health care at the levels that they're going to want people to do health care at?
Yes.
He can afford it, but he's not going to want to because it's going to take a chunk of his money. Warren Buffett was behind the president all this time for one thing. He held up that Keystone Pipeline. Now, does anybody know this?
No.
We're getting ready to go to news at the top of the hour. But the reason why that's happening is Warren Buffett's trains are the mode of operation of why how they get that money, that oil, down to the coast now. They get it done through on his trains.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're going. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be back.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's TRACEY and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albiter.
That healing not only for them.
A memorial service at the Washington, D.C. Navy Yard today, a day after a deadly shooting there. It wasn't the only tribute to the victims today.
The Nats PA announcer led a moment of silence here to honor the victims of what he called a senseless act of violence.
Just a few short blocks from here at the Washington Navy Yard.
Before the start of their postponed game against the Braves, the Nationals donned Navy ball caps as a sign of respect. Mike from Baltimore was wearing one, too.
It just makes you kind of wonder what's going on in this country nowadays. It's just one thing after another. It's not the country that I knew a long time ago when I was little.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News at Nationals Park in Washington.
Nearly 400 residents still missing in parts of Colorado that were flooded by days of heavy rain. Hundreds more have been airlifted to safety.
I expected to see a lot more frustration and feel it with folks. You know, they've been up there since Wednesday or Thursday, without ability to come down, many of them without water, very limited on food. Overall, it was just amazing. It spoke to the spirit of the folks that live here.
Larimer County Sheriff Justin Smith. The Congressional Budget Office has released its latest long-term budget outlook, and it shows a lot of red ink, unless Congress makes some changes.
We project that federal debt held by the public would rise from 73% of GDP today, already high by historical standards, to 100% of GDP 25 years from now, even before incorporating the harmful economic effects of the rising debt.
CBO Director Douglas Elmendorf says federal health care and retirement programs could overwhelm the federal budget. An announcement expected from investigators in New Jersey that last week's boardwalk fire was an accident. The Dow is up 45 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 26. This is ABC News.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The race is on to build a long-range electric car that more people can actually afford to buy. ABC's Richard Davies says General Motors is revving up the competition.
Ads for the Chevy Volt tout its ability to go long distances, switching from electric to gas.
Wouldn't it be great if all devices had backup power?
But wouldn't it be great if battery-powered cars could go at least 200 miles on a single charge? Tesla's high-priced Model S can. GM is launching a new push to make cheaper batteries, giving lower-priced autos the power to travel long distances. Richard Davies, ABC News.
Lily Collins has replaced Emma Watson as the most dangerous celebrity to search for online. That's according to the computer security firm McAfee. Collins starred in movies like Mirror, Mirror and the Mortal Instrument City of Bones. McAfee says the search for Collins poses the biggest risk of landing on a malicious site, followed by Avril Lavigne, Sandra Bullock, and Kathy Griffin. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S., and now Bosch dishwashers feature a new third rack that gives you 30% more capacity compared to Bosch two-rack models. See yours at your local Bosch retailer today.
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Ann.
How you doing?
Amazing.
Wow, good answer. What's going on?
Well, I started taking Amberen.
Amberen?
Yes. It's a hormone-balancing supplement for women like us who are over 40. Amberen helps you get rid of hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, joint and muscle aches, and other menopause symptoms.
Does it really work?
It really does. Listen to this. I didn't even realize how much difference getting rid of those symptoms makes. It's like a fog has been lifted, and I'm truly enjoying life again.
You make me want to try Ambarin.
Oh, Claire, you should do it. And if you want to try Ambarin before you buy it, all you have to do is just ask them for a free sample.
Wow, free?
Yep, you can try Ambarin free and feel amazing, just like me.
Call now and ask for your free sample of Ambarin at 1-800-516-7171. That's 1-800-516-7171. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call right now. 1-800-516-7171. 1-800-516-7171.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
This is what your government thinks. Same people that didn't realize a war on terror existed.
Now they're saying it's over.
Somebody tell the terrorists that.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we're back once again, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. It is 7 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock. We're here talking to you about what's on our mind and talking to you about what's on our mind. And, Tracy's over here. Go ahead.
I don't think I'm up.
You're up.
Not really.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Now let's try it.
Can you hear me now?
That's enough. I'm not turning you up anymore. You're on. Look at that.
The levels are up. Hi, guys.
Hi, Tracy.
Is Jeff behaving?
Yes.
No. I know he's not.
South Carolina, you better not dog me out and put me under the bus like you did before.
Hey, South, how you doing, darling?
How's it going?
You save it for somebody that doesn't know any better. I know Jeff.
D. Hi. How have I been, D?
Very good. How are you? He's been excellent.
Listen, just because he paid y'all while I was gone doesn't mean you got to co-sign for him.
I gave them the same check you gave me. So don't.
He hasn't raised his voice. He's been timely for all his ads that he has to run. He's just been excellent.
Oh, I've been trying.
The only thing we were missing was you, Tracy.
I'm here.
That's good.
I'm not 100% here, but I'm here.
Tell me something.
What?
Why are we having news briefs on the shootings at the yard when the shootings are over with?
Did they ever come up with why they were shooting the Navy Yard up?
He went crazy.
He took three people with him and go crazy?
No, there was only one shooter, they said.
There was three shooters. They said there was a three shooter, so you know. What do? You go crazy and call your friends and say, let's have a crazy party?
Wait, here's the thing. Now, he was a contractor, right? Do you think that possibly there was three shooters, but because they can't afford that to happen, that they don't say anything about it?
Listen, you can't, I mean.
That would just be another black eye to Obama,
you know what I'm saying? Listen to what I'm saying. You can't have a crazy party. They said there were three shooters.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get from three to one? Did he have that many bullets?
Well, he took a bunch of guns.
He took 12 people out.
Yes, he did.
In a naval yard. With a bunch of men.
Mm-hmm.
With a bunch of trained men, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, many of them are, but he was in the civilian contract aside.
Office building, wasn't he?
Yeah, something like that.
Have y'all seen D.C.? I've never seen D.C. Everybody in D.C. is a retired veteran, most of them.
Yeah, yes.
And he just gonna spray 12 bullets by himself?
He did more than 12 bullets.
You gotta understand now. You're going into a secure building, okay? And okay. you don't carry a weapon into a secure building. That's not what a normal person does.
No, you can't even get them in. How did he get them in?
You go in through the garage at level, or where there is no security, or you just take the gun of the guy sitting at the desk. Well, if somebody's going to drop their they'll drop their guard if they think you're no threat to them. They're not going to pay attention. I mean, you know, I've seen armed guards turn their back on individuals walking behind them with their gun fully exposed. So it might be a little difficult, but if you've been practicing and you're half crazy, yeah, you can do it.
Now hold on, South Carolina. Let me explain something to you. We have security guards in our city hall,
mm-hmm.
And then one right. I went in one day and they took my pocket knife, my little Swiss Army knife, but it was on my keychain.
Yeah, but Tracy, he didn't use. He used their gun.
How did he get their gun? Was it been a cop?
Could have been.
No.
No, it was a bona fide guard there, but he was able to get into the gate of the place because he had his ID.
Okay.
Well, then they don't check your car when you do that because you're a known worker, you've been cleared, blah blah blah. So now he goes into the building after he takes a gun out of his car, and he blows the security guard away as he's coming in. That's how he got away with it.
You know, the question that Tracy raises on security footage, they should be able to determine by now who, if there were these other shooters.
Yeah, you know.
Well, that's the whole thing, but I'll tell you what. This administration can't take that. I don't think that's even a thought. That if it was more than one, they're not going to be held responsible for that.
You figure they locked down the Senate?
Yes, they sure did, didn't they?
Well, they locked down the White House for 30 minutes because at the same time that somebody that the guy was shooting, somebody tossed firecrackers over the White House fence.
They shot at the White House.
I told you yesterday.
It's a full, you know, it's a full moon
listen,
out there.
No, I told you yesterday. Listen,
yeah.
Was it called Ride a Cowboy? What's the name?
Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
When Bush was in here, we didn't have this many of the conversations about this. I want y'all to know. So this is all Bush's fault.
It has to be his fault. You know that.
Okay. I'm just throwing it out there. You know. Is it ride a horse, walk a cowboy?
Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy. How you going to ride a cowboy?
We'll leave that alone, Tracy. This is a family show.
Leave that alone, Tracy.
I ain't allowed to show you, but...
Tracy, with your analytical powers, I want you to think on that for a moment.
And I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it thrills and it kills like the horns on my Silverado grill. I buy the bar another round of crown, and everybody's getting down in this town.
You know, I just like the tag lines, right?
That's my song. I love Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
It's my Big and Rich.
Yeah, Big and Rich. And then at the end of it, I said, you know, we's all cowboys up on here, share stage.
I never paid attention to the lyrics. I just like the tagline.
Oh, it's loud.
What is that saying? I think it's big hat, no something. Oh,
you got me on that one.
Maybe it's big hat, no cattle. I do not know, but there's some cute thing that just like they're all talk. And they have a big hat, and they don't have anything to back it up.
Big hat, no cattle. That's a good one. You ain't nothing but a big hat, no cattle.
Ooh, it's one of those days.
Hey, thank you, guys. Tracy, thank you, because I haven't laughed all day.
This is
You're
good.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
They, you know, we needed to do this. See what happens when I come in. I just come in, save a rat.
Although I was going to tell jokes once I got
don't,
kind of.
Don't tell no jokes.
Oh, yeah, you need to read these. These jokes are good.
No, don't tell no jokes.
It's called That's When the Fight Started.
Oh, my God. Jeff, I read that thing, and I was rolling. I was rolling.
What are y'all talking
especially,
about?
Especially the one. Where the guy, he gets in his, he's going to go fishing that morning. He gets in his car, hooks up the boat, backs out. It's storming, 50 miles an hour weather. So he decides, I'm not going to go fishing. So he comes back in, takes his clothes off, gets into bed with his wife, and she's got her back to him. And she says, and he says, well, the weather's kind of bad out there today. And it's really bad, he says. And the lady says, well, and my stupid husband's out there fishing in it. And that's when the fight started.
Okay. You know what?
Oh, no, see, Tracy
you
don't get jokes.
You know what?
Tracy, you don't
Tracy
get it.
Tracy,
did he get
no.
it?
No.
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 Let me see if I can open it up.
You have to realize I can go to the comedy club and not laugh all night long.
Yeah, I can believe that, Tracy. I just don't understand it.
I know, but sometimes
see,
we
you
get
better not go
lot.
To the comedy club because
every
see,
now and then I get a chuckle in my belly, and I have my own way of thinking, and boy, is it funny to me.
Well, Tracy, don't go there and sit in the front row then, because you are definitely going to be the butt of a lot of jokes, especially sitting there and not laughing.
Why am I going to be the butt of a joke if I don't laugh? If you're not funny, you're not.
They're
going
to take. They're going to take offense to that.
Well, hey, Sal, let me give her this one. My wife and I were watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire while we were in bed. Feeling kind of frisky, I turned to her and said, do you want to have sex? No, she answered. I said, then is that your final answer? She didn't even look at me this time, simply saying yes. So I said, then I'd like to phone a friend. That's when the fight started. Tracy, don't hit nothing, boy.
Tracy, did you get that one?
She didn't get that.
I know you
had a...
I got it.
Funny.
I got it. I just didn't think it was funny.
I took my
what
wife to a restaurant.
The waiter,
for some reason, took my order first. And I told her I'll have a steak, you know, rare. And he said, well, aren't you worried about Mad Cow? I said, no, she can order for herself. You don't think that's funny, my God.
Yeah, girls aren't laughing because these are guy jokes.
Okay, I'll get one for the guy. I think that action was hilarious.
Alabama, your mic is on. I know Jeff doesn't like bring you up, but I'm not here because I think he's scared of you.
Who was that? Alabama was on.
I know, you know.
He was on. He hung up three times.
That's because he got a cheap phone.
He got to go to work. That's what's up with that.
Well,
hey, listen, I got a question. Have you guys gone on? Yeah.
Viva paid Alabama a tribute. She said sent on Facebook that she thought that she could talk, and she never thought she'd meet somebody that could out-talk her.
Yeah, I think she met her match.
Yep. Definitely.
Yeah, she definitely met her match with yes. Alabama, he's almost as good as me, and that's saying a whole lot.
Wait, now we done locked down Boston.
Who's Boston?
Remember when you had the Cernia brothers? You locked Boston down. Now they're in a lockdown D.C.
Why did lock down? Wait a minute. Why did you lock down D.C. when you killed one and there was only one shooter?
Well, they didn't know. They said they were looking for two more suspects.
So
they
found
one guy and then they cleared him and let him go.
Hold on, wait a minute. If you only got one shooter and you said it was just a random act of craziness, then why do you lock down two?
Okay, I've got a question for people who know about guns.
Okay.
Wouldn't they by now have analyzed the gun shells and known if it was all fired from one gun?
Well, they know it wasn't.
Well, there you go.
Well, no, because he could have had two, you know, he could have been like the Ride 'em Cowboy.
Well, he killed
him. He has two guns.
No, he killed the guard or shot the guard and took his guns. So he, you know, he was well, he planned this. I mean, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, but how many people?
But what I'm saying is, if they
Tracy's over here making all this noise. I don't know what the world is wrong. Go ahead, Dee.
If they can account for the guns and the bullets, and the forensics is done to say that, you know, these two weapons or three weapons were by his side, and they were the ones that the shells or the bullet fragments corresponded to.
Mm-hmm.
They can't say that, and they should have. I mean, you'd think that would be a big priority. They would know whether they have to be looking for somebody else, another shooter.
I don't think they know what they're doing.
I don't think they do either.
I don't think they know what they're doing, and they don't want you to know that they don't know what they're doing. But I don't think they know what they're doing. We going to commercial?
Yeah.
I got to take a break.
In a minute. Not yet. We still got a minute.
Oh.
So. Yeah, there we go.
We going to commercial.
We'll be right back after these messages.
We're going to commercial.
We're going to ride a horse or a sable horse and ride a cowboy around here.
Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. 'Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Woo-hoo!
Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Fit Family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit AIWHealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
That's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed, gon' suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time, and I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I could think of, and we made love. And I saddle up my horse, and I ride him through the city.
Okay. How they have a midget in there, Joe?
I don't know. I know Taylor Swift. I just like.
I know you're rich, got a midget in they film.
I don't know, Joe. I'm telling you, I just like the song.
Oh, man, you know I like
the
song.
It's got a funky little lick going on.
Oh, yeah, man.
So I just, you know.
Oh, that's why the Sensations do. Table Halls, ride a cowboy. Table Halls, ride a cowboy.
I want y'all to know something. Y'all may not like the former George W. Bush.
Debbie.
But Big and Rich was the band that travels with him. So you got to know he was a little funky because he had a little. I'm serious. That was the band that traveled.
Hey.
That's how I found out about Big and Rich.
I'm a Big and Rich fan.
I didn't know Big and Rich until I found George Bush. He introduced me to Big and Rich.
I'm a Big and Rich fan. And always been.
I like a Big and Rich.
Since they came out.
I just never knew that Big and Rich had a cowboy.
They have a Mitchell cowboy, too.
I didn't know what they were talking about. What'd you say, South Carolina?
No, sorry. That was not Diva. That was my mother that walked in. She did
not. Hey, Mama.
Okay, see, now she wants to know who's Diva.
tell her Diva
tell
is
mother,
her
my mom,
alter
ego.
Tell your mother that Diva is her alter ego.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Why you want to insult a man's mother like that?
My mom is putting a fro.
Is your mama a liberal?
No.
Tracy just insulted her.
Diva's not a liberal. Diva's an independent thinker. Didn't she tell you that yesterday?
Okay. All right, she is.
You know, we talk about
she
like
told me to tell you that.
I know she did. And you know what?
Salt and pepper, afro.
I got so mad at Diva. I'm going to just tell you. I ain't trying to say that the girl ain't smart, because she's smart. She is a smart girl. I appreciate that. But just sometimes, boy, she can get on that vent and just try to say anything to justify the left thinking. It don't work.
Listen, you guys are talking about Diva like she's not on the line.
No, I talked to her just like she was on the line just now.
No, she is.
Yeah, no. I let Steve even say hi to her. I knew she was there. Steve said, Jeff, I don't want to be a thing, but that religious organization that I sometimes study with... Steve, we're not doing that today.
Why?
So as he kept going anyway, I told him, say hi to Diva. Is Diva on the line? I said, just say hi to her, man. I did it to get, and South Carolina started laughing. He started laughing.
Oh.
He got it bad. You know, Steve got it bad.
Diva?
Oh, man. I think he wakes up every day with
Diva on my mind.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we got the issue.
I would hate to see if he ever saw her.
Because you met her, haven't you?
Yeah,
you met her.
She was right in the studio with us, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he would have an issue.
I think he'd just fall right down straight.
It says Navy Yard Demo
was
created by
y'all.
Yours.
Really talking about me like I'm not here. Like
I told you that.
Me.
I know. I mean, that's kind of sad.
We were talking about Steve just now.
I said the Navy Yard Gunman. The Navy Yard Gunman, he was treated for mental issues. He was hearing voices.
He was hearing voices since last year only.
So why are they locking down? Are they really locking down? They're not locking down D.C., are they?
They did it yesterday. That's why the lady said... Locking down a city is harder than you think.
And here's
locking
my
down.
Thing.
What?
Here is a guy who has some type of psychosis, maybe mild schizophrenia, yet he's able to legally purchase a gun.
No, he didn't. They gave him.
Yes,
he
did.
No, he didn't.
They said on the news that today that the new reports came out that he purchased a shotgun. Got into that facility because he worked there, shot the security guard, took his gun, and somehow obtained the third gun after he got past the security guard. But how are you legally able to? And this is not his first time having a gun. He's obviously been had guns considering the two incidents. So I'm just my thought is, how come we – I just don't understand how he was able – I don't know.
We didn't want to hurt him. Because, you know, we're so kind and gentle and gentler nation, we don't want to hurt him. We want to make sure that he's welcome everywhere. And so that's what we do.
Yeah, but we don't have to welcome him into a place where he can legally purchase a gun. I'm a mental health advocate, but I understand.
I thought you were going to tell me you were a mental health issue. I thought you were going to tell me you had mental health issues.
I had my issues with mental health. And now I'm a mental health advocate, so I know firsthand why these people should not have guns.
So you say you should not have a gun?
No, I shouldn't.
Well, I don't have any mental health issues, and I'm not allowed to say the N word, but I know I shouldn't have issues. I shouldn't have a gun.
What?
Stop me.
There's too many conservatives in my Republicans in my neighborhood for me to have a concealed carry.
I'm just saying,
I lose it.
There are too many people. Too many what?
There's too many Republicans in my neighborhood for me to be able to carry a gun. I almost lost it at a.
So why are you living in a conservative neighborhood? Why don't you go live where your people are?
Because I am living here. I'm living here so that my daughter could go to the school.
Why do you want your children to go to school with conservatives?
Conservatism. I have a problem with
no,
with
you,
their
you, See, this is what I say about you, liberal.
No,
see, you want your children to be around conservatives, learn about conservatives, be conservative, and have conservative money, but you don't want to acknowledge conservative is good.
No, the thing is, the way my daughter is not a good fit for the inner city school.
That means that's because she's raised to be a conservative, right?
Let me get this straight.
The best school for my daughter, and it's where we're at.
And it's in a conservative area.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
All
man.
The
you
best
want
schools
the best,
are in the
you,
suburbs.
You
and
want,
all
you want the best
right?
deal for your parents.
What?
You want the best thing for your daughter, right?
I want the best education for
the best
my daughter.
School, best education, right?
Then
why do you support a party that won't let black people get the best education for their children?
See, you look at it that way. I look at it differently. I look at it more because I look at it as personal and parental responsibility. I look at it as whereas the parents are more involved in their children's education, the school district, than they are in the inner city of Columbus.
But here's the thing.
I'm not saying my daughter is smart enough to probably she'll be able to go to any school and learn. But sometimes the atmosphere that a person is in, I could handle in an inner city school. I can handle my daughter won't be able to handle being in an inner city school because I'd be at that school every single day trying to fight a kid.
Well.
And their mom and their daddy too, maybe the principal.
Well,
but, have this problem out
You're preaching to the choir, Diva.
That's what we've been trying to tell you all along. You can't go to the inner city schools if you don't think like them.
No. No.
You missed what she said.
What she said?
I know.
What she said?
She said that her daughter is not a good fit for the inner city school.
I heard that part.
Because if she had been in there, if she was there, she'd have to go up to the school every day trying to do something to a kid. And so we try to tell you this is what makes those kids do what they do is liberal mindsets.
No, it's their parents that don't care.
Yes.
And what do you think the parents learn it from?
They learn it from liberals. Black people didn't used to be liberals in America. You know that, right?
We're still not liberal. The only reason why they're liberals now is because they want to be like Mike.
Well, you got Valley boys and girls, you know, all of California as well. Everything is pushing up daisies, you know.
Most blacks within your generation, Tracy, and Jeff's generation are still very conservative in their personal lives. A lot more blacks are moving
towards
being liberal.
That's because we go to work for a
liberal.
That's because they don't go to work for a living.
No, it's not that. They're just trying to be, there is this atmosphere of trying to be more acceptive. I watched this movie, Parental Guidance. Me and my daughter was sitting there watching the movie together, and she was like, Mom, I'm going to move away from you because I can see it's making you upset. They had created this atmosphere around their kids where the kids, you don't tell the kids no, but the kids can tell the parents no. Then the one little boy was playing baseball, softball, very good at pitching despite his disability. But he struck the boy out 3 times, but then the boy was at bat. He wasn't out. He was still allowed to hit the ball swing at the ball until he hit. And then there was no winners or no losers. And I'm like, that's not real life. That's not how you prepare your kids for real life by putting them in
You sound like a right-wing Republican,
age.
Girl.
No, that's not, common sense.
Hold on. This is my issue, Diva. Now listen to what I'm saying.
Like I'm saying.
This is an issue. I was joking with you, but we need to really comprehend this. You want your children to learn the best. You want them to be the best. And the majority of people who are in the inner city and or of the liberal voting pattern or the Democrat voting pattern have the same thing. But because of the dumbing down and because of the undereducation of our political system, they, as soon as they get the ability to do anything, they move out to where conservatism and or conservative values soar. They move to where they can find a conservative value and send their children to school with conservatives so that they can be better balanced, better educated, and they can be more affluent. My question is, why is it that we don't decide to say, you know, where I live, I'm going to change my own environment so that I don't have to go outside of my environment and move away and or, but I need to actually recondition and rethink what's going on here. See, I shouldn't have to move because I want my child to have a better education. Everywhere my child goes, they ought to be educating my child. And I need to know what is the difference between going to school in the suburbs and going to school in the inner city that's going to make a difference. And if I like conservative values, then I need to find out what is it in the conservative values that I like and then try to subscribe and or change my pattern to it. And that's all I'm saying. Even with the Affordable Health Care Act, we have allowed them to politicize our whole lifestyle based upon bad legislation, even though I will tell you, finding a way that everyone can have access to health care is a good thing. Giving it to everyone is not. People that need help, we need to help them. But people that need to work, we need to help them go to work. Just like that. That's the difference between Republicans and Democrats. It's not that we don't want to help you, but if you can work, we think you ought to go to work, and we need to help you work, not help you stay home so that you don't work. And everybody needs to find what they can do. If you have right now, we have, I think we talked about this, we have places here for children who are mentally challenged. And so since we have places here with children that are mentally challenged, if they go to work every day and they're mentally challenged and we give them a stipend and we pay them, I mean, they get a stipend for what they do, and they appreciate working. Why is it those people who are out there who can work are not working? But working does not mean I'm going to give you money just because you want money, no matter what kind of job you do.
So, and somebody,
I just
please
want to know this great group of people that you guys know that don't work to collect from the system. I've seen a whole generation move from welfare to work. I've seen it in my family where my mother's generation, because of the laws and the way welfare was set up, you had to make a choice between working or providing for your children health care or being able to feed them. So a good majority of them decided that they were going to go on the system. When welfare reform came, I seen all those women go from welfare to work, not because they were forced to, but because they were happy that they were allowed to work and still be able to feed their kids and not have to worry about whether or not they can take them to the doctor, especially me being 13, 12 years old. I was diagnosed with epilepsy. I was always a sick child. And then to have a generation where those rules that they put in place, where the generation with my cousins, yeah, they were having children young, but the way the rule was set in place was you were not going to stay on this for very long. And they didn't get complacent. They just dealt with the situation how it was. And after that period was up, they went to work. And now I don't know any woman who sits at home unless she's ill or has some type of disability or something that sits at home and collects a welfare check. I don't know any woman. I used to know a whole bunch back in the day, but I don't know any of them.
Listen, I'm with you. There are not a lot of women sitting at home collecting a welfare check. You are right. But what I am saying is while they're at work, they're still not bettering themselves so that they can become better. And our men, M-E-N, testosterone men, are still not working.
And not a chance of them getting. Here, 33%, and this is in 2008, just before the big fall of everything. 2008, you had about 33% of the women worked that were on welfare. That went down to 31%, even 29%, excuse me. And then now we were talking about this morning, and then you had the Great Recession of the fall of 2008 going on through. How many people you think are out of work now and still receiving a welfare check? It's a lot more. So your percentage of people that are working on welfare goes down from 33%, 29%, down to probably 20, 25%. Because you have a lot of people getting welfare checks, getting food stamps now. And I'm not against that. I understand. That's not what I'm saying. But the thing is you have to understand that there's a lot of people sitting around getting a check and not working, either by reason of choice or by reason of they just can't find anything. So it's not that, because when you had 33% of the people working, that meant you had 70% of the people or 68% of the people that were not at that time. They weren't working and still getting a check.
And let me also say this, Diva, and because we've not made our men accountable, see, my problem right now is not with the welfare rolls and mine is the entitlement process and the Head Start. You can't tell me Head Start works when we've been doing Head Start for 30, 40 years now, and every child that's ever come through Head Start is still can't read by the third grade. That's a non-productive.
That's not true.
But the majority of them,
Diva. It goes back to the parent. I get that. I can't understand how you get a child who is, my daughter is 12 years old in the eighth grade, and she reads at a 12th grade level. Okay, I can't understand. She's been reading since the time she was, before she even really understood how to read, because I've been reading to her since she was in the womb, and I've been reading to her since she was out and helping her. I don't understand. It comes back to parental responsibility. A teacher can only do so much with a classroom full of kids, and most of these inner schools have 35 kids in them. So trying to teach 35 kindergarten, first graders, second graders, just the basics of A, B, C, D, B, A, D spells bad, C, A, T. They can only do so much. When they get home, it should be extended with the parent sitting down with their homework, going over their spelling words, their phrases, their sight words. It can't be all on the educators. And that's where I have a problem. That's where I disagree. It comes with parental responsibility when it comes to
Well, there's no doubt about it that it's on the parents as well. But what do you do, Diva, with that when you don't have functional parents? And so you have to do something different. Now, what they were doing where they were saving more people in D.C. is they gave those kids vouchers that could get out of some of those socioeconomically depressed schools and go to higher curriculum schools and, a little more fitted for the academic student so that they could, they could get their education. Well, what happened? The president comes in and shuts the program down. That's ridiculous.
I don't agree with charter schools because I've seen how charter schools work. The only charter school the only charter school that worked that I saw that I could see myself putting my child in outside the public schools was Sister Jerome's in Youngstown. But that school is so awesome that they had a waiting list and it was impossible. So instead of me just dealing with the charter schools that was in the area, I had to move to Boardman. See, here's the thing. Why couldn't I just get a voucher to send my daughter to a school in Boardman? Why can't somebody in Columbus get a voucher just to send their kid to a school here where I'm at in Blacklick?
Because they don't allow you to do that. And the progressives don't want you to do that. They need
the
you right
now. Districts don't want to. The school districts can't open up their schools to open enrollment. Our school district refuses to. The Better School District, which is New Albany, where most of the rich kids go to, they refuse to. When our school had, for some reason, ended up in an academic emergency for one quarter, they had to allow our students to leave and go to other schools. Do you know the surrounding suburban schools would not take our kids? We had to stick it out because we refused to send our kids to inner city. So we stuck it out. The parents band together. We got programs together, tutoring programs, because the district didn't have the money to really do it. we got together, got tutor programs together, started tutoring these kids better, and the next quarter they were back at excellence. But
here,
why
here,
didn't we send our kids to these other district schools? They didn't want
them. That's well, not all are like that though, Diva, and not only that, you still have Christian schools, Catholic schools, et cetera, et cetera, to go to that perform at very high levels. You remember Cardinal Mooney here, and you remember what's the school on the north side? Ursuline. So now, very high, high levels of education coming out of those schools, and great sports programs. But true enough, the parents that do get to go there, especially because they have to pay, they're watching that kid, and then you have teachers that aren't just in it for a buck. They're in it to be teachers. That's why they teach at Catholic schools and Christian schools that aren't controlled by a union, and they get that education level going. You know, that's what's going on. You have to find the best possible place for you.
Exactly.
But the thing is, if they don't open it up, Trey, Diva, you got a problem. And that's why I was so against what the president did. Why do you think he did something like that, though?
But the thing is, when you have these charter schools and you heard all these, these kids who are not wanted at these other good schools, so the alternative to it was to start these charter schools. Now, these charter schools, to me, what I've seen, they have excellent curriculum, excellent programs, but then again, the teachers are not all up to par, and the faculty, I just had such a bad experience with the charter school, and then when I was thinking about putting my daughter in charter school, went to visit one of the charter schools down here, or one of the all-girls schools down here, I was sorely disappointed. The curriculum that they offered was awesome, but the teachers were not. The faculty was not. You had 40 kids in one class. That makes
not
no
just
sense.
You mistake. Yeah, the president's kids go to a private school, okay? He denied poor people's – I got you shut off and everything. He denied poor people's ability to send their children there. Why did he do that?
I get where he stands, even though I disagree with him on doing that. Yes, you're probably going to have a heart attack. I completely disagree on why he did that. But I get why he did it, because he believes more fundamentally in public education, more so
public education, that's not why he did it. He did it to support the union. And that's my point. He didn't do it because he had the children at heart. He did it because it would then bolster the union, because the more people going to that inner city school are more unionized workers. That's how he thinks, and that's a liberal thought, and that's the foolishness of the liberal, because in that side, your children aren't getting educated. You understand? They're not getting educated.
Here's the thing. I grew up.
And Rick, you jump in, right? You know, whenever you're ready.
I grew up in Youngstown. I went to this inner city school. You know, it wasn't. By the time I started going to Wilson, it was very, very hard, because you had some kids who really didn't want to learn, and one bad apple tends to spoil the bunch.
Absolutely.
But my mother, even though she was a single mother working, she still made sure that we did what we were supposed to do in school, made sure that all three of her girls, three girls. Now, my mother had babies young. My mother had babies when she was in, her first child was born when she was 16, okay?
Mm-hmm. Can I
all
ask you what year you came out of Wilson?
I graduated in 1998. All three of us graduated. All of us graduated, no babies in high school, nothing. We were an anomaly when we were in school, because it's not every day that you have three girls and not one of them is pregnant in high school and all of them finish. But it came down to my mother making sure that she was...
Yes, born. You're right. But that, like I said, but Diva, you said you were an anomaly. And you're right, because probably the majority of the people that were going to your school at that time were not like that. I had relatives
like that.
Huh?
They didn't have a parent like that.
My relatives did, and they didn't get pregnant in school. But
that's what I'm saying. I'm saying there's people who didn't have a good parenting system at home that allowed for them to mess up. So is that a black mark on the education system, or is that saying more so about the parenting?
The parenting is terrible.
I think, Diva, we're conflicting, and we do it all too often, and it sounds close to an entitlement type of thought. I think we're conflicting the home life and behavior that comes out of the home and trying too often, too much, too soon, making the direct connection between the home life and the school life, the school institution. And it's an unfair connection to the school institutions with everything that they're limited in doing, and whether they're limited by choice or limited just because of means. It's an unfair connection because the school systems are not to blame for the children in the homes that they live in. And so we have to stop doing that, because it sounds as though we feel entitled to a better quality of education when if I go back into history, and I for some strange reason, I don't understand why we don't remember education for the minority, specifically the black American, not to include the Hispanic or the Mexican, someone that just really wasn't even considered a part of the country, but specifically the black American, education was not a right. It was not a right. So if they learned, they learned on their own. Someone had to, they had to have the drive to want to know, and then they had to find the means to be able to know. And what we've done is we've created these institutions for schooling that we assume that they're supposed to give us what we think we deserve. And unfortunately, we have to go back to the mentality that if I want it, I should go out and get it, if I want it.
Well, see, that's what we're missing. No, we don't.
And
that's
what we're missing. And I completely agree with you with that. Completely.
Then see, you finally made the metamorphosis, Diva. You are now a right wing Republican.
You are not coming into Republican. I don't care what you say.
Diva?
That's
hey,
what
hey,
Republicans
Diva,
believe.
You guys been saying this.
Do you remember?
But that's common sense. I believe in common sense.
I think it's been about a couple of years back, I said that eventually you will come to the realization that you are a
Republican.
I am not a Republican. I will never be a Republican, but I do believe in common sense.
Listen, I want you to know, you may not be a Republican, but you need to know that you're conservative.
I do believe that I am conservative
and you may,
in my personal
and you
life.
And you may not like things that Republicans do, but the only way we change what people do is when we get involved and we make a change. And you will never change the platform of the Democrat Party because they've been hijacked by the progressives. And we need to take a great understanding of that. You can love them all you want, and they may have been the party of our foreparents, but we have to come to the conclusion that they sold us out, and they've turned us into zombies. They've turned us into slaves. And until we come out and are independent from that, we will always be where we are. And so at the end of the day, you might become a libertarian, but you won't be a Democrat. We'll see you on tomorrow. God bless you. Six and I'll be here. It's going to be a great day tomorrow. Got a wonderful guest. And, Jeff, I want to thank you for pinch hitting it while I try to work. And we'll see you on tomorrow.
Say hi, Alex.
Thanks for calling me a guest, Trace.
Say hi, Alex.
Say hi, Alex.
Hey, Tracy. How you doing? And Jeff.
Barry White. We'll see you later.
See you guys tomorrow.
Right, see you tomorrow.
Of all mankind.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. A day after a deadly shooting at the Washington, D.C. Navy Yard, there were tributes today to the victims. One of them was before a baseball game that was postponed yesterday due to the massacre. ABC Stephen Portnoy has more from Nationals Park.
This ballpark sprung up in the shadows of the Navy Yard. Since its opening 5 years ago, this entire area has been revitalized. The PA announcer here just led a moment of silence for the victims a few blocks away. And just before the game started, the Nationals donned Navy ball caps as a sign of respect.
The FBI, meanwhile, says the gunman, a former Naval reservist, had been treated for mental health issues but still had security clearance. They're getting a better handle on the numbers of people who are still unaccounted for after days of flooding in northern Colorado. ABC's Alex Stone is in Boulder.
The number of unaccounted for here is falling by the hour. Nick Christensen with the Larimer County Sheriff's Office says an intense effort is underway to make sure everybody is counted.
We just haven't confirmed their whereabouts and confirming where they are.
Many have been found safe in areas without working phone or internet service. Alex Stone, ABC News, Boulder, Colorado.
Thanks, but no thanks. Brazil's delivered an unusual snub to the White House, upset that the U.S. has conducted surveillance in that nation.
The new president of Brazil is now turning down an invitation to a state visit to the White House, offended over the NSA leaks which revealed American surveillance of Brazil. President Obama tried to persuade President Dilma Rousseff not to cancel. The Obama administration considers Brazil and its booming energy economy to be a rising global power. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Search is on for a 14-year-old girl who police say was abducted by robbers from her home near Atlanta. The robbers allegedly demanded money and shot the family's dog. The Dow and the NASDAQ both in positive territory. This is ABC News.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy.